Well, it was a nice night tonight for North Shelby as they moved their record to 4-1 on the season as they at home knock off North Andrew. Pretty high scoring game, 46-36. And right now we've got Coach Seth Bass, head coach of North Shelby, on the line. And Coach, sounds like a pretty close game. A lot of times in 8-man football, it can be lopsided. This sounds like a very close contest.
It was. It was very closely contested. I felt going into the game that we were very evenly matched. Philosophically, I felt that we were pretty much the same. We're both kind of option teams and run first teams. So I knew it was going to come down to the execution and who had the most stamina at the end. And, our kids dug in and came back from a 36-16 deficit tonight and were able to come out on top with a good signature win. I couldn't be prouder of them.
Was weather a factor? Did you start early? What were the conditions like?
We did start early. We kicked off at 5 o'clock. Obviously, it was hot then. We did have a lightning delay late in the third quarter. I think we had 4 minutes left in the third quarter. We had a 30-minute, 40-minute, somewhere in there, lightning delay that we had to cease. And it was a little bit suspenseful coming out because we knew there was another storm coming. And fortunately, it missed us, and we were able to get the rest of the game in. But, yeah, it was we were holding on. The sky was flickering pretty good there for a little bit.
Well, it's always nice to get a win in any way, shape, or form. But, boy, when you can get a comeback win, that's extra special. How'd you get that done?
Our kids were resilient. It was pretty even in the first half. We had a couple turnovers that they capitalized on, and they had a kickoff return for a touchdown that was the difference. And, our kids knew we matched up with them athletically, and we made a couple adjustments in the second half offensively. We went to a lot more empty set stuff, and we're running out of that to try and get them out of their four-man front, and they stayed in it. And they were outnumbering us in the box prior to that, and that gave us some advantage in the box with numbers. And once we started doing that, our defense, fed off that momentum, and they were able to shut them down in the second half. I think we held them to 86 yards in the second half defensively. So it was overall just basically dug in, and the grit of the kids took us the rest of the way.
Who played well for North Shelby tonight?
I don't know where to start. Our linemen were great, as always. Jackson Lunsford's just an animal inside. Does a great job. Carson Messmer did a great job defensively as well. Our defensive ends, Luke Schwanke, Andrew Panaleo, Gus Williams, did really well also. Brayton Cook inside too. So can't get enough credit to them on both sides of the ball. And then Cale Stoneburner came in for us at quarterback. Dayton Mattis, our normal starter, started having some cramping issues in the second or third quarter. I forget which. I think third quarter. And, Cale came off the bench and ran the offense the rest of the way and did a phenomenal job, ran for 103 yards and basically a quarter and a half of work and three touchdowns. So, I couldn't be prouder of that kid. He's such a gamer. So.
Well, you're 4-1 right now. You're 2-0 in conference play. Next week, back into the conference wars, you take the trip down to Chilhowie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chilhowie's young. It's a game that, it's going to be something that we have to guard against a letdown after this big of a win. But, I think we match up well with Chilhowie, and hopefully we can get it to 3-0 to set a showdown up with Oric at the end of the year for the conference title. So, we can't take them lightly, and we've got plenty of meat left on the schedule. So we hope to get down there, get a W, and hopefully stay healthy.